It's time for the business news now with Nicholas Poynton, who is in our Wellington studio. Good evening, Nicholas. So the Reserve Bank is apparently taking steps to ensure that cash is kept on its throne. King or queen, choose whichever you like.
Yeah, as my colleague Nona Pelletier would always point out to me, cash is king, but sadly not everyone appears to be thinking that at the moment, as its use is actually rapidly declining. The Reserve Bank is taking action, however, to ensure that it continues to be available in the future, because as it mentioned in an issues paper it published some time ago, it tends to be those people who are on the economic margins who rely on cash the most and would be the most adversely affected if we were to move towards a cashless system. Society. But as we saw, as there were some reports as COVID-19 began to emerge, that we were maybe actually accelerating towards this future at a greater pace, as probably a lot of people actually saw during the first lockdown, there were more and more businesses that were putting up signs saying that they weren't accepting cash anymore as a form of payment. That was due to hygiene concerns. This has been a trend that's extended past just that first and even the second lockdown, because I remember the last time I went down K Road in Auckland, there was business after business with signs on their door saying that they are still cash free. And this prompted some chatter about whether COVID-19 had actually led to some existential rethinking about money and currency. But according to the Reserve Bank's late data, it shows that actual demand for cash has actually increased mightily in the early stages of the pandemic. It appears that people were hoarding it, stashing it under their mattresses out of fears that there might be some global banking collapse. But, you know, for all that hoarding, it seems that people are not actually spending money. So today, the RBNZ, it's announced that it's developing a strategy to encourage banks and other industries to continue to support cash in the future. But they're a bit thin on detail about how they're actually going to do that, what that strategy will actually look like. But I find this a really fascinating area of development, of policy development, what this will mean for money in the future. So I look forward to actually being back on the show sometime soon to talk about what their plan is going forward.
No cash under my mattress, Nicholas, just the odd sock that the cat has dragged there in a state of boredom. Okay, let's move on to the services sector, which seems to be hanging in the balance.
Yeah, so on Friday we got the Performance of Manufacturing Index, and today we got its sister survey, that's the PSI, and that manages activity in the services sector. And it's fair to say that the likes of hospitality, tourism and other services businesses, they're a lot more volatile to the ebbs and flows of COVID-19 and are not really as resilient as the manufacturing sector. It's really exposed to lockdowns and the likelihood of more of those in the future. So the index for the month, it was actually up. It's sitting at 50.3. Remember, a reading above 50 indicates growth. So there's expansion in the services sector, if not by a whisker. But what is probably more worrying is that the employment sub-index shows that jobs are being shed in the sector for the seventh month running. And that's really been the story of both the PMI and the PSI this year, is that while the activity sales have gone up month to month, there've been these big swings, employment has continued to remain soft. And look, there's no real way to really put this, that it's not really going to look any or get any better anytime soon with regards to employment there, because while as we run up to Christmas and sales, especially in restaurants and retailers and things like that, we probably will see an increase there, but the underlying pressures there in the economy, we've seen sort of step backs in consumer confidence. We've also got the loss of tourism that's going to really come into bite over the summer. That employment is probably going to remain weak for quite some time.
And Nicholas, so first day of the markets post-election, how are the numbers looking?
Well, look, the NZX Top 50, it fell by 48 points, which is, you know, not too much really. It's down by about just over a third of a percent to 12,385. Our dollar is at 66.1 US cents, 93.3 Australian, 51.1 British pence, and gold, can't forget it, is up by about $2 to $1,900 an ounce.
Thanks, Nicholas. Nicholas Poynton joining us with business from our Wellington studio.